Donald Trump holds double-digit lead in recent surveys, including Fox News poll. By Hannah Blow on February 27, 2023. Former President Donald Trump is maintaining a double-digit lead in recent 2024 Republican primary surveys, including the latest Fox News poll. While Fox News polls have not looked kindly on Trump in the past, the latest survey shows the 2024 contender leading his closest hypothetical challenger, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, by 15%, garnering 43% to the governor's 28%. No other candidate saw double-digit support, as Nikki Haley, who formally jumped into the presidential ring this month, and former Vice President Mike Pence garnered 7% support each. Everyone else listed received 2% support or less. That same survey asked Trump voters who their second choice would be, and a plurality, 42%, chose DeSantis, while 23% said Pence and just 6% chose Haley. Similarly, a plurality of DeSantis supporters, 34%, chose Trump as their second choice, followed by 27% who chose Haley and 10% who chose Pence. The Fox poll was taken February 19-22, 2023. Among 1,006 registered voters and has a +4.5% margin of error. The results coincide with the latest Morning Consult survey, showing Trump leading his closest potential challenger, DeSantis, by 20%. That particular survey shows Trump with support from half of voters, with DeSantis garnering 30%, followed by Haley and Pence, both of whom are tied with 6% support each. Notably, Haley doubled her support, going from 3% to 6% support, since the launch of her campaign. However, Trump also experienced a rise in support in the same time frame, jumping from 47% support to 50%, also a 3-point uptick. Trump's show of double-digit lead in the potentially crowded field is consistent with several other surveys as of late. Only Trump, Haley, and anti-woke businessman Vivek Ramaswamy have formally jumped into the 2024 presidential race, but all eyes remain on DeSantis, who has yet to reveal his intentions. Jeb Bush is among those who has given a show of support, telling Fox Nation that he believes this is the governor's opportunity to run for higher office.